When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5 FM.
Joining us at this point in time, consultant business editor with Guardian, that is Anthony Wilson. Good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Hello, morning.
Hi, good morning. Oh, off to a late start, technical, when you have these challenges. It is what it is. But it's nice to have you with us here this morning for the latest installment of Business Insights. What are some of the things this week that may be featured in the Business Guardian and that our nation should be paying close attention to when it comes to business? I know that we've been seeing a lot of discussion about banks and what's going on and some of the challenges with technology and so on. Is that something we need to keep an eye on?
Yes, it is, actually. And actually, we do have a story on cybersecurity among local companies. Yeah.
Mm. And what are some of the other issues?
But also today, the Regulated Industries Commission is due to publish its final determination recommendations for higher electricity rates.
Okay, that's going to be are we expecting changes from the initial statement, and would those changes, if any, be influenced by cabinet's discussions on them?
Okay, so I don't think the RIC has got to the stage. Put it this way, the RIC recommends rate increases, but it is for the TNTech, guided by the cabinet, to accept those increases.
Mm. Well, we know that, that there's going to be a lot of apprehension and concern. People, for whatever reason, are still very, I don't want to say uninformed, but there's a lot of speculation in the air as to what's going on with these rate increases and how exactly they're going to impact on people and their costs. As somebody who's been monitoring all that's going on, I know we had a discussion about it, I think it was last week or so, but once again, give us your impression. As somebody who's been involved in covering stories like these for such a long period of time and the impact they would have, Is much of the concern justified, or are some of these concerns hinged on fear mongering?
I would say both. The concerns are justified, but there is a sense in which the concerns are also being stirred up by people who are opposed to the rate increases. So I think it behoves all users of electricity to do a comparison between their current bills and what the bills are projected to go to, based on the calculator on the RIC website and based on their own bills.
Well, unfortunately, we of a population that is not going to be that proactive. And even though we don't like to admit it, we have a population that likes to be led, likes to be told what to do, would like to be told what impacts on them without checking themselves.
Yes.
I did actually have the opportunity to view the calculator and to use it and to put forward several scenarios as to how it's going to work. We had the discussion last week, some day during the week, and I had said to people, go, use the calculator and find out for yourself. Because the average bill, which is about $1,500 average for a household with all of the devices that you would get, AC and this and that and the next and the other, would be split in two because the bills would be coming monthly as opposed to every other month. So your $1,500 is going to go down to $750. And when you did the calculation, I think the increase in consumption, if consumption remains the same, it would be about just under $100. I think it was $98 for the 2 months. It worked up to $49 per month. So your bill would go close to $800. But that kind of discussion, for some strange reason, and maybe you can give me your input on this, when you have that kind of rationalized discussion about an electricity rate, it doesn't seem to resonate with people. Why do you think that is?
Well, I do agree with you, and that is because the impression I get, and I of course may be wrong, is that people are not doing the exercise that you have done, and that our colleague Akash Samaru has done on CNC3. I think if people, when they get their first bill under the new regime, realize that they're paying more, I think what they need to do is they need to adjust the use of electricity.
Mm.
And again, there are helpful tips on the RIC website as to how this can be done.
So, yeah, I can't remember if we had the discussion, but the individual household would have the wherewithal to use less AC, wash once a week as opposed to wash every day. And when it comes to your lights, you turn them off, or you install these automatic switches where when you walk in a room, they comes on, and when you leave after a while, it comes off, and that kind of thing. There are things people can do on a private level, but what about on a business level? Economist Valmiki Arjun had raised that element, saying that businesses, by and large, do not necessarily have that option available to them. And as a result of that, especially in manufacturing, that cost is going to be passed on to the consumer. What's your view?
Well, okay, so it's interesting that you should bring up Dr. Arjun, because we're quoting him in a story in tomorrow's Business Guardian. But his views are counterposed against the views of another prominent economist in this country, who believes that it is time for the government to wean the population away from the subsidies on electricity and water and so on. On the issue of manufacturing and also commercial enterprises, again, I think it behooves them to go through all of their operations, to audit their use of electricity, and make the adjustments as and when they can. I do not accept the point that a manufacturer of X or Y product has no latitude in adjusting their use of electricity. I don't accept that.
Mm.
I don't accept that. It may not be a large adjustment, but I believe there is always space in a prudent manufacturing operation to reduce their use of electricity.
Yeah. Okay. Now, unfortunately, that we're going to have to leave it here this morning. But as always, very interesting discussing these matters with you. Next week, of course, I'm sure that there'll be so much more for us on the play. The RIC would have made its final proposals. We would have had a lot of discussions in the public domain. The business organizations would have made their pronouncements. So we'll be discussing that and so much more. I want to thank you once again for being with us here this morning. Always nice to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And that's where we drop the curtains on our interview here this morning, Business Insights.
When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5 FM.